manage relationships, and much more. The ability to quickly read a person gives us a massive advantage in business, love, and life. These abilities might seem like they're straight out of a superhero movie, but the truth is that with the right knowledge, you can get a glimpse into a person's mind and know what they are really thinking. Every second of every day, everybody around you is broadcasting a signal. Your ability to read other people depends on how well you're able to read those signals. It is a skill that you can use to improve every area of your life. With enough practice, reading people quickly and effectively will become more natural for you. The first thing you need to do in learning how to read people is to become more self-aware. That is, you have to be aware of when you form opinions about other people. At a certain point between meeting a stranger and then interacting with them, you will start to form an opinion of them. That could be, I just don't trust this person, or this person is really cool, and so on. The truth is, only a few minutes have passed. You aren't aware of their history and don't know much about them. Whatever they say could be real, lies, or otherwise. Intuition is what you are tuning into. When you get good at noticing how you feel about people, you become better at picking up on clues and reading people. Reading people involves listening, observing, and then understanding. Every person gives away clues all the time, and everyone has individual personalities. Always be on the lookout for them. During every interaction, you should be collecting information and summarizing it. Then you can calibrate your demeanor and communication to suit them, and the result will be higher quality interactions. When you start reading people, begin with an open mind. Approach all your interactions with a blank slate and no judgment. You can start out with small talk to familiarize yourselves. While some people are confident and outgoing, there are others who will be more reserved and shy. When you come across shy people, they might seem a little antisocial or standoffish. However, don't take it personally. Just go slowly and get them talking. Let them know you are friendly by smiling at them. It doesn't matter if they smile back or not. Take the first step. Smiling will send them a positive first message about yourself. Always make the first move. You can then introduce yourself and have a topic ready to get things rolling. You could bring up a funny story or something situational, such as the setting you're in, or a movie you watched recently, and so on, taking the initiative to take the pressure off them. At the outset, you should speak for 80% of the time. Avoid asking too many questions early on, and try just to keep talking. When it comes to asking questions, go with open-ended questions. You want to elicit the most informational responses that keep conversations going. Closed-ended questions that elicit yes or no responses will stop the conversation. Focus on questions with how, what, when, why, or who in them. At the start, keep conversations light and cordial. If you want to go deeper, then you can try revealing weaknesses of yours. This will make people more comfortable with you and more likely to open up information to you. Listen actively. This means tuning into what people are saying and showing interest in it. Shy people will be more sensitive, so show some empathy to them. Repeat what they are saying and try to summarize the points. Then follow up with deeper questioning. Avoid interrupting or dominating the chat. Try to resist any of that. If there is silence, be comfortable with that and give them the opportunity to fill it. Sometimes shy people will be hesitant to speak, and you may need to give them more time. Monitor how engaged they are